Adam, a frustrating afternoon all round. What are your thoughts?
Really simple, not good enough. Not good enough in terms of every aspect of the game. I think the first 20 minutes we did all right, and we need to take the opportunities we created. And then we give away another sloppy goal. And I think you're seeing at the minute that as soon as something goes against the team, they aren't showing the strength to come back, and it's rocking them. But look, it's the remit when I came in was stay in the league. The remit hasn't changed. We've got 9 weeks, and we need to get to the summer. But within them 9 weeks, it's going to be a dogfight, and it's going to be a scrap. And we need more than we showed today. And it's time to dig deep and get back to the drawing board.
But you could have had the game won by half time. There were quite a few chances early on.
Yeah, I'm fed up of saying that now, to be honest with you. You can't create as many chances as we do and not take the opportunities and expect to win games. It's not the laws of the game. You can't, like you say, in the first 20 minutes, we're having things dropping in the six-yard box, having things going across the face of goal. We're missing opportunities that have to be goals. Then you're relying on 100% concentration in your defending, and at any level, you're not going to get that. And every mishap, every mistake at the minute, we're getting punished for, and that's what happens when you're in a scrap and you're low on confidence and you're low on belief. These kind of things happen, and this is where I'm looking at characters to stand forward and take charge and keep us in the league to move forward. Because if we're going to turn up well, if we're going to be out there like that, we're going to have a long 9 weeks.
So do you feel Boston are struggling to have characters on the pitch at the moment?
When we perform like that, yeah. I think if you would have asked me about the second half of the last two games, the last two games in a whole, I think that I'd say no, there's some good spirit in there. The lads are having a good go. Some things aren't coming off. Some things are coming off. I accept that. I accept that's going to happen with a new group. But I can't accept that. We looked like we were actually stuck in our positions down. We couldn't move. There wasn't any energy there. There wasn't any drive. We didn't look fit, and there's no way they're not fit, because I know what they do in training. They work. So all round really disappointing. And the big thing for me that I've got to make decisions on is who's got it in their armoury to stand up and be counted and to take that step forward, because only the players can achieve that. If we're going to go out there and have 11 performances, 14 performances like that, then, like I say, it's going to be a long 9 weeks.
Do you feel the pitch played a part in the performance today?
No, same for both teams. No excuses with the pitch today. There's been a lot of good work go into it this week. The pitch is what it is. At the minute, I don't think Boston have ever experienced it being like this, but we know it's like this. We've known it for the last 6 weeks. So no excuses with the pitch. They had to deal with it as well. Today was a game of not taking our opportunities in the first half an hour when the game should have been done and dusted. It should have been out of sight. We feel at the minute that if we do get the first goal in the game, we'll go on and romp someone. If we don't, it's always 50-50 of what's going to happen, because you can see it sucks the energy out of the players when they do miss that opportunity and them chances are missed. It's like a mindset where not this again, and we can't have that. We need strong characters, we need blokes, and on that performance today, people have got to step up, because not acceptable. There has to be an apology from my point of view, from all of us to the supporters, because that's not acceptable. I've been in the game a long time, and some of our decision making, I've never witnessed anything like it. But we can either cry about it and sulk about it, or we get back on the horse, we get back on the remit. Is it 11 games? We've got 11 games to stay in the league, get to the summer, and then we'll make decisions on a lot of things.
Jay Rollins went off early, injured. How's he?
Not good by the looks of it. Obviously, when you lose your top goal scorer, it's a big loss. Clarkey took one first half. We asked him to try and get through it, because he's obviously our captain. But he was playing at 50%, so to lose your captain as well is a big punch on the chin. But after all that, we come in at half-time, after probably having the better of the first half and giving away a poor goal. We get the next goal, we win the game. We're poor defending again, and we kind of give our hopes of getting back into it no chance, they get the sending off and you're thinking, here we go again, and we make another error. And when you're in that dogfight, you can't afford to keep making errors like we are.
And after all these home games, are you glad to be back on the road next week?
It's been a strange period. I think we the group of games on paper was going to be tough. I think Nuneaton have come out of a tricky patch themselves, but that's on the back of 10 games unbeaten. I think it was 8 wins. So we knew today was going to be a tough test. We got an hot sulk. That's a big thing. It's really easy. Things aren't good at the minute. Things are tough. Things are, you get things going against you. You're finding out about people and players. And it's a big shake-up at the minute, and like I say, what we do is we get back to the drawing board. There's going to be a lot of work this week. There's going to be a lot of work in the 9 weeks. And I can promise these supporters that eventually that they'll have something to cheer about, and they'll have a team that they're proud of. And this is where we have to stick together, because if we don't stick together, we make the task 100 times worse. But my focus will stay on track in terms of what I've been asked to do, and I'll get the best out of these players. And like I say, then we'll get to where we need to be and reevaluate.